Blog Talk Radio.
Shall not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities, that's visiting the sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. Number three, thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord God in vain. Do not misuse God's name. Do not speak foul of him, nor curse of him. For the Lord thy God will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is a Saturday or the seventh day of the week. So what you don't understand about that? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What? To keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath. That's a Saturday of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means to make it holy. So, my Baptist church family, what is it that you don't understand? Keep the Sabbath day holy. Why can't we have Saturday worship on Saturday instead of Sunday? What's wrong with you? You might have a Protestant daughter that wants to come home. Number five, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Number six, thou shalt not kill. So what is it that the Supreme Court of the United States doesn't understand when they approve an abortion law? I know you're not going to change it. So listen, young women, old women too. You have a choice. Thou shalt not kill. Do not destroy your babies just because the court says it's legal to within, I think, 3 months. Don't do it, period. God doesn't want you to do it. This is why I have the Feed My Sheep program. This is one of the reasons. Listen to my first program. I tried to explain the dream that I had. And then I had a second dream because I was too afraid to feed my sheep. But here I am being obedient. And you will listen to that dream on Blog Talk Radio under the Feed My Sheep Show with Sandra Harris. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. Do not cheat on your husband. Do not cheat on your wife. If you married that person, love that person, and grow as one. There are too many diseases out there. Number eight, thou shalt not steal. So what do you not understand about that? I know that many of you do not have jobs, and you might be hungry. Ask. And perhaps someone will give to you. Just keep asking. And the Lord will bless you. I should say the Lord God. I don't like using that term, Lord. Number nine. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. So why you want to tell us a lie on your neighbor? Just tell the truth. And I know I like lying, but I try not to. Number 10, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. And an ass is like a donkey or a horse. It's a donkey. Or anything that is thy neighbor's. Covered means to envy. Don't be envious of anything that anyone has. I've read to you the Ten Commandments found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Now, let us have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving us sheep your constant protection from the evil one. And thank you for protecting Detroit, Michigan. That's where I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you live from natural disasters. I thank you, Father. And we sheep thank you for your constant forgiveness, for your long suffering and your favor. We thank you for allowing us to have good health, sane mind, love, peace, joy, our family, happiness, wealth, wisdom, and prosperity in all things. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hi there, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Happy Sabbath, everybody. I know you have your notepads ready and your pen and pencil. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. And I want you to have your cold glass of water. This, we're going to start reading today from the New Testament book of James. We finished reading from the Old Testament book of Daniel last time. So I think that I want to do a review. Let's do a review. Let me give you some highlights that I remember from reading the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. Prior to reading the book of Daniel, I read the book of Matthew. And when I got to Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, it mentioned the abomination of desolation. And I was at a loss. I didn't know what it was. So I said, next we'll start reading after I finish reading the book of Daniel with you, sheep. We will start, after I finish reading the book of Matthew with you, sheep, we will start reading the book of Daniel to find out what is the abomination of desolation. And let me just say to you right now before I forget, because sometimes I may forget what I'm talking on, because I would just start talking and just rambling. So I have determined that the abomination of desolation is when man-made laws will be put in the church. And let me review some of the things that we went over in Daniel. Well, the first chapter talks about Jerusalem being captured by Nebuchadnezzar. He was the king of Babylon. And what he did was he told the eunuchs to find, bring in some of the noblemen, young men without blemish, good-looking, gifted in wisdom, intelligent, wise, and had good judgment to serve in his kingdom. So they the eunuchs brought Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And of course they were tested, and they were to bow down to the Babylonian gods. And of course Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were put into the fiery furnace because they refused to bow down. And then, and they came out alive. God protected them. And then in chapter 6, it talks about how the handwriting was on the wall. Nebuchadnezzar had, when he captured Babylon, he had taken some of these church stuff, the cups and what have you. He had taken it with him. And his son, Belshazzar, used them at a party with the cups to drink out of. And that was holy stuff. He should not have done that. So there was a handwriting on the wall. Mimi, Mimi, Tekel, Upharsin. And God was letting Belshazzar know that your kingdom had come to an end because of your disrespect. That's what I think that was. And so it did come to an end that night once Daniel told him what that those writings was. And then in chapter 6, there was a plot against Daniel to have him killed in the lion's den. And that was because the king of that had taken over Jerusalem, Babylon, decided Daniel was such a good person, good honest heart person, he wasn't stealing from him. So the governors, the administrators, and the counselors, they all plotted against Daniel. And they plotted where he had, when you heard this sound, the music playing, you had to bow down. Now, of course, Daniel did not bow down, so he was put in the lion's den. And he was saved from that. And what happened was the king put those who plotted against Daniel into the lion's den with their wives and their children. And sometimes, I have started to read this Bible, I believe that is what has happened to us black folks. We have been blotted against. And we are, of course, looked down upon. And be sure, that's just my personal opinion right there. Now, I want you to be sure to read Daniel chapter 7, because it talks about a lot of stuff that I found interesting. It talks about the four winds of heaven, and I believe that the four winds of heaven does not just refer to north, south, east, and west, but it also talks about in Daniel 4, like the lion, that's Babylon, the bear, Persia, the leopard, Greece, and the dreadful beast, that was Rome. So Daniel chapter 7, verses 4 through 7, you'll find that. And the four winds of heaven, those to me are like the four religions of the earth and the four kingdoms. Now, the four religions are like Christianity that come from the Babylon Empire, the Islamic comes from the Persian Empire, the Hindu and Shinto that comes from Greek, and the atheism from that dreadful, terrible beast that comes from Rome. And this is where I think that in Matthew 7, verse 25, where they intend to change the times and the laws come from. And I even find myself thinking that I do not, I'm not going to read to you sheep from the book of Daniel, not Daniel, but from what Paul, the letters that Paul wrote, because he tells the women to be quiet in the church. And that goes totally, in my view, against what God has said. I suppose I'm going to have to be like Martin Luther. I'm going to have to start my own religious church because I don't believe what Daniel said. God told me through a dream to feed his sheep, and I didn't really. I said, God, I'm afraid to do this. My voice trembles when I speak in public. So I said to him, if you really meant for me to do this, then you need to make it plain and simple where I can understand it. And guess what? About 7 to 8 years later, he came back to me in a dream and said, minister unto the people. And I got up out of my bed. I said, oh, no. He's answering my prayer. I watched a movie, and then I come back, went back to bed because I had to be to work at 7:30 in the morning. I fell back to sleep in that same dream. It said, minister unto, he told me to minister unto the people, and fear not, I am with you. So the book of Paul, in my view, contradicts what I am saying, and I know that I was told to do what I'm doing. Otherwise, I would not have this program on Blog Talk Radio. I would not be talking to anyone. I would just be quiet and living the life that I was living in sin. And while I have the moment to say this to God, thank you for saving me from bringing me out of the muck and mire. I thought I was living right. And I was pretty much according to man's law. Father, thank you for saving me. And I'm going to get into reading James in a moment. But I just want to make sure that you understand what the abomination of desolation is. And that is the replacement of God's laws with man-made laws. And that is my interpretation of the book of Daniel. And isn't it very important? I want you to understand that, my sheep, for those of the few of you who follow me. Now, turn your book to the book of James, and let's get started. And James, I believe, is one of the disciples of Jesus, and you'll find the names of the disciples of Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 10. Let's start reading from James. It says, greetings to the 12 tribes. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And another thing that you should know, sheep, I've been telling you, is that when King James wrote this Bible, he changed the name from what the one that we should be worshiping to Jesus Christ. And I am going to try to find the book with Jesus' real name. The Guinness Book of Records says, of 1985, says that the alphabets J and V were not added to the English alphabet until after, I think, about 1530s or something like that, 1540s. And King James had this Bible commissioned or written in 1611. So what we need to do, sheep, is look for what Jesus' real name is and worship him. Now, I will say this about King James. He had the book interpreted from Greek and Hebrew, and some of this stuff was changed. And people are telling me, well, you have to worship the whole Bible. Well, King James did not put everything that was written into the Bible in the King James version of the Bible. So let's be mindful of that. You know, I'm trying to get into the kingdom of God. And Jesus came to preach us to us the kingdom of God. And that's what I'm doing. And from what I know and what I believe is I am not going to. You all can read the book of Paul. That's fine. The books of Paul, because he wrote epistles, a lot of letters. But let me get back to reading James. I have about 4 minutes to read, so let me just start over and continue reading until I stop. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings, my brothers. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Know that you're going to have trials when you become a believer in Jesus Christ, knowing that they are testing of your faith produces patience. Let me read that again. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally. And that means he gives it to you freely and without reproach. You don't have to be ashamed or disgraceful asking for it. There's no shame or blame in what God gives you. And it will be given to him. So you ask for it. If you lack wisdom, ask for it. I have. Verse 6. But let him ask in faith. You believe in what you're asking for without no doubting. And he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let him not, it says, for let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. But you got to know that you're going to receive something from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Well, I'm going to stop reading here at James, verse 8, and we're going to pick up at James, verse 9, the next time. I want to, before I have the closing prayer, I want you all to get this book that I have, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eady. That's spelled E-A-D-I-E. It's a very good book. I live by it. And that's why I feel so much better and healthier. Also, I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase two e-books that I have written, because I want to go to Jerusalem and make some repairs around my residence. The names of my books are The Broken Plant. That is a children's whodunit book by Sondra Harris. My name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Then the next book is called The Passing. It's about two people accepting their identity, their reality, who they really are. Again, go to Amazon.com and look under books and purchase two e-books. They're $4.99 each, The Broken Plant and The Passing by Sondra Harris. Again, my name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A, and the last name is Harris. Now let's go to our closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you, thank you, thank you for this day. Although it looks like it's drizzling or gonna drizzle, we thank you for this day. I thank you. Thank you again for your constant protection from the evil one and for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our day and forgiving us our debts. In Jesus' name, amen. Sheep, take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go. And remember, if it's God's will, I will be with you next time.
won't let you down. And I know He lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.